Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Established in 1947, Vic's Ice Cream has been satisfying the sweet tooth of Sacramentans for generations, serving handmade ice cream and classic sandwiches to families and providing area teens with their first job. Vic's became a beloved institution in the Lamb Park neighborhood where it resides. But many feared for the ice cream parlor's future following the passing of its owner in March of 2024. Thankfully, the torch has now been passed on to another local family. They renovated the space over the past year, making sure to maintain the same nostalgic spirit of the original, keeping their iconic checkered floor an old-timey feel. The much-anticipated reopening happened earlier this month and drew lines down the block. Vic's general manager, David Gilson, is here with us today to talk about what that reopening was like, how the renovation went, and what the future holds for Vic's. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with a little bit of your history with Vic's, because you and Vic's go way back.
We do. I am the longest tenured employee there. I started back in 2001, just out of high school, worked my way up, started managing, and then eventually took over all the operations.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And I would imagine you get some nostalgic. I know that you're the general manager now, but going back to when you were in high school working at Vic's?
Yeah, it's a different phase, you know, growing up, obviously, there. I spent more than half my life working there, and just seeing people that I knew as pregnant people or young children are now adults and, you know, growing on with their lives.
Yeah. I mean, Vic's has been around since 1947. So that's going on 70 years. So there certainly have been generation after generation who've gotten a milkshake or maybe a sandwich and that, you know, famous secret red sauce, you know. But for someone who doesn't maybe live in Land Park or Sacramento, what's so special about Vic's? Why do you think it stood the test of time for, you know, almost seven decades now?
I think it's the feeling when you walk in that door. Like you said, it's the checkered floor. It's the striped wallpaper. It's just the feel when you walk in an establishment that's been around for so long in this community.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photo. It's on the Our Story, you know, on Vic's website, and it's opening day of February 2nd, 1947. And looking at it, of course, you get a feel of history. It's like a sepia-toned photo from, you know, 1947. But taking a look at Vic's today, I mean, it still has that feel, and that tradition is still kept alive.
It really does. The new ownership did a really good job in preserving that feeling that everybody gets when they do walk in.
So tell us about the new owners.
So it's a local family. They grew up in Lamb Park. They've been coming there most of their lives. And so far, it's been a really positive impact on, you know, keeping things moving forward.
Yeah. As someone who started off in high school, now the general manager, you know, the past couple years, there was some uncertainty and definitely bittersweet moments with the end of a chapter. What was that time like back in 2024?
It was sad, honestly. It was a man passing who I'd known for, like I said, more than half my life. And he was more of a father figure than a boss to me, which I really appreciate that special relationship that I was able to have in bond. And honestly, just appreciative to be a part of that Vic's family and continue bringing that tradition along for everybody else.
Yeah, I imagine that touch that he and his family had is still very much present in this new era of Vic's.
It really is. And like I said, I'm happy to pass that on to more and more families each day.
Well, take us back to that reopening day. It wasn't too long ago, the beginning of this month. I mean, just looking at photos, you had lines down the block. What was it like?
We did. That was the longest line I personally have seen a Vic's and probably the longest we ever will see. People were waiting about 2.5 hours to get inside. From there, it was another, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour to sit down, get your food, have some ice cream, share your memories. But overall, it was really positive, just a happy day. And everybody got to come in and we're excited to see the place.
How did it feel? Because Vic's did have to shut down for a good amount of time for a renovation and getting a little bit of an uplift. So there was this pause and a lot of anticipation building up.
There was. It was a little over 13 months. Unfortunately, that was longer than anybody wanted. But overall, we're happy with the progress and excited to be back open.
So give us, I know it's kind of tough because we're radio, but a little visual tour. What does Vic's look like today?
When you walk in the door, you see the bright black and white checkered floor. You see a lot of stainless steel ice cream cabinets, and you see this beautiful green and white striped wallpaper, the old menu boards with the little push pin lettering. It really does look very similar to opening in 47, and we're very happy about that.
And you also have an establishment next door too, right?
Correct. So there was a coffee shop put in about a dozen years ago or so, and the new one is called Brewbird. It's a coffee and creative space. Essentially, it's a local cafe. You come in, enjoy your coffee, and then they also do paint your own pottery. So they have four or five selections, all the paint, the glaze, everything is there, and it's really a fun, kind of unique experience for the neighborhood. And so far, people have really embraced that as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So you can have like a latte and paint a new pottery for your house.
That's right. Yeah, we do coffee mugs, bowls, plates, some vases. It is really a unique and fun concept.
So for people who are going to be visiting now with this new iteration of Vicks, tell us what goes in, all that TLC that goes into the ice cream, because that's still staying the same.
It is. So I've been making ice cream there for about 6 years now. Jokingly, I like to tell people my blood, sweat, and tears go into it, but they all know that it's, you know, it's just a joke. But yeah, we really do love what we do, and we're happy to be there.
What are the most popular flavors? Mint chip?
So mint chip is still our best seller. Cookies and cream's trying to make a run for it. And then from there, I'd say the coffee flavors are really good. We have so many, it's hard to dial it down. But yeah, everybody has a specific favorite, and we keep selling tons of it.
What makes Vicks ice cream so special? Since your hands are in it, you know, you're making it.
Yeah, I think it's that feeling. When you walk in the door, you're brought back to your most positive memories. You've grown up with a loved one or a different family member, kids coming back from out of town. It really is just a sense of belonging and community you get when you walk in the door.
And it's not just sweets, although, I mean, obviously ice cream is the star of the show. You also have savory items as well. You have many sandwiches and soups and even salads for people to choose from.
We do. The salads are a little bit of a newer kind of menu item. Essentially, we brought them in for people who wanted, because we don't offer gluten-free bread. So people who wanted something that wasn't a sandwich or on bread, we have some basic garden salads that we can make now. But really the staples, a cheese dog sandwich. We take a beef hot dog, we slice it in four, we grill it in between two pieces of bread with cheese, and then you can put mayo, mustard, lettuce, or whatever condiments you like on it. But that's really what we're known for.
And you're also known for turkey as well, right? Your turkey sandwiches?
We are. We roast our own turkeys. Not a lot of places in Sacramento are still doing that. We cook 2-3 a week, break them down. It's real turkey breast. And then we take the rest of the meat, scrap it up, and make turkey salad out of it. So it is something unique, I believe, that only we're doing in town.
And of course, I kind of teased it, but that red sauce, why is it so
popular?
The
red sauce, I think it's just addicting. It's something people grow up on. For people who just hear about it, who've never seen it or tasted it, they're like, oh, well, that sounds kind of unique, but people crave it. So everybody's been in. We've been selling so much or making as much as we possibly can. Essentially, it's a blend of ketchups, yellow mustard, spicy mustard, Worcestershire. But the ratio, dipping it with salty Ruffles, putting it on some sandwiches or dipping like a grilled cheese in it, it's really addicting.
And was it Craig, the former owner, who came up with that mixture or his family?
That's a question I do not know. I believe it was one of the original owners, either Vic or Ash, and Ash would have been Craig's dad. So it could have been in that Rutledge family, but it has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, myself included, I put ketchup and mustard and relish, you know, all together, but I never thought of mixing it together. What is it about the combination that kind of takes it to the next level and makes it so addicting?
I think just honestly, because it's so good. I think it's so good that it's what makes it addicting. And then that memory of coming in and like, oh, I need to have that with this sandwich, or I need to dip my chips in it. And it's like, I just have to have it.
Yeah. Given that you are the longest tenured employee at Vicks, do you have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
I do, but because we offer so many and we rotate seasonal ones in based on that, right now what we're currently offering, I would say, would be cookies and cream, which is a traditional Oreo ice cream with vanilla base. You can't go wrong. If you've ever had an Oreo, you know cookies and cream ice cream is going to be delicious.
Have you ever had maybe a little bit too much fun with the flavor? You give it a shot and you're like, yeah, maybe we're not going to do that one again.
We've tried some unique flavors over the years, yeah. One that sticks out is for the Garlic Festival a few years back. We made a garlic ice cream.
Ooh, okay.
It had a slight little burn, but it wasn't strong, and it was really, really impressive on how good it was. I never made it to serve in the restaurant, of course, but for the Garlic Festival, the garlic ice cream was really good.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's probably the most unique flavor that I remember making.
That sounds pretty unique, and I think if you did sell it, you'd probably, it probably would be maybe a divisive of the ice cream for some people. Some people would love it, and some people maybe would pass.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's how it goes sometimes.
Why have you stayed at Vic's for so long? I mean, you've been there for like 25 years now.
Yeah, so I was part-time for a little while, but honestly, that sense of community, that feeling, Craig, the past owner, just kind of kept me there. I grew up in the neighborhood. My kids are established there. They go to school around the corner. It's just where I belong.
I would also imagine this month has been pretty special when you have returning customers return to Vic's, happy that it's reopened, and maybe sharing some stories or sharing some special words about Vic's reopening and what it meant to them.
Yeah, lots of smiling faces. Probably too many stories to share, but yeah, everybody just coming in and saying hi, and just all those familiar faces are really nice to see.
Yeah. What does it mean to you that you're going to continue to seeing Vic's continue going on and going strong?
I'm more than happy with it. The business has been overwhelming. I do run out of some ice cream flavors every now and then, but I couldn't be happier.
Is it still really busy?
It has been, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so you're open Tuesday through Sunday, correct?
Correct. Tuesday through Sunday. Right now we are closing at 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, open till 8, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But that's mainly just the demand. If we're open longer, I think we would sell out of more items. So until we can keep that stock rolling in, we'll have a little bit limited hours. But yeah, it's definitely going to be improving probably in the next month or so.
Do you have any tips for someone who wants to go to Vic's? Maybe when it's not so popular of a time, I would think weekends are probably like super popular. Is there like a good time of the day that maybe you might not get as much of a line at Vic's?
I would say right now.
Right now.
midday, Tuesday, Wednesdays are not... it's not overwhelming. If you come Thursday or Friday, you're going to be overwhelmed with children. Friday afternoon, we have three schools surrounding us, and they all visit us within a few hours. So it can be overwhelming and not the ideal situation for someone who wants to come in and sit and think and have lunch or eat ice cream. But yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoons, you'll be okay.
Hey, and we're talking just a few minutes before one. That's perfect for lunchtime.
Absolutely, yeah. We're open right now. Come on down.
Yeah, you can have that cheesy dog and maybe like a scoop of... Mint chip,
yeah, it's there. All of them are there.
Yeah, finally, David, I mean, you're a longtime Land Park resident, and of course, Vic's is an anchor to this neighborhood. What is it about Land Park that makes it so special?
That community, everybody just shows up and supports each other. Not only Land Park, but surrounding areas have really, really shown up and brought a lot of business our way, and everybody in Sacramento is just happy and excited that it's back open.
Have you gotten a lot of positive feedback from surrounding businesses, like happy that you're back in like the ecosystem of Land Park?
Definitely, yeah. Not only from our suppliers that we wholesale with, but just the hair salon surrounding us, just more foot traffic, more people in the neighborhood, the better.
Well, David, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you again. Thanks for having me.
David Gilson is the general manager for Vic's Ice Cream, and he's joining us to talk about their triumphant reopening earlier this month after closing their doors briefly in 2024 for renovations. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia and Sarit Lashinsky and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Tuesday. Get a scoop of ice cream, maybe. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.